Oh, hey, Roberta, it's a little slower with the holiday. Hey, I've got a dental appointment at 12, so I'll be under the, not the knife, under the toothbrush for probably till 12:45. Should be there by 1:30. I was just checking in. I haven't really looked at that Luke guy yet. So we had a builder's risk, and I think he never even started. So I think we're trying to get another builder's risk, or is it sitting? Is he shit out of luck? I can't, I didn't, you know, I kind of let you run with that. But let me know what's going on with that. Is he even starting it, or what's he doing? Secondly, so on Lindsay, we need to do a certificate, and we need to invoice it. We need to get the sample. It's not a sample certificate. We're going to bind it from Thursday, but I want to run it by the underwriter, the bank underwriter, because they have to make sure that everybody understands, because the GC, the $700 million GC, we're not going to do a BR until we bring it down, and we're definitely, nobody wants to insure a building that's going to be brought down that's 100,000 square feet. We just got to make some sense of that. But if you can get that invoiced in writing, because Lindsay would have to pay it online or finance it or whatever she wants to do. But I think we're ready to go there. It's $16,000-something. Cool. And then for 3131 Elm, that's on Zoom, right? Make sure so I get some numbers. The lady did say she's mailing in the first payment of like $5,000-something, whatever you sent that payment schedule out, which is the fee, the DNO, and the first payment percent.